Today's Mishnah, we'll learn the fourth and fifth Mishnah from the third Perek Masechta Midot. Mishnah begins. Achad avnei hakevesh v'achad avnei hamizbeach. So as we've explained, the mizbeach outside was constructed of stone. And the Mishnah here explains that whether it was referring to the kevesh or the mizbeach, the stones were brought from Mibikat Beit Kerem. That's the location it was taken, which is close to Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah continues, V'chofrin lamata mehabtula, they would dig below virgin soil, u'mevi'im misham avenim, and they would extract stones from there, shleimot, full stones, so they wouldn't be able to hew it out or cut it out. Why shelo hunaf aleihim barzel? That's another reason why they had to make sure it was from virgin soil, because they had to make sure that under no circumstances had iron come into contact with these stones. Why? Shehab barzel posel benegia. By simply iron coming into contact with these stones, they would become pasul, or couldn't be used from this beach at all. And that's mentioned in the Torah. It says, "Ve'im es beach avenim taseli lo tivnet en gazit." It cannot be constructed through cutting with barzel. And upekima lechol davar nifka. In other words, when it comes to an actual blemish, even if it wasn't by way of metal, it would also make a pasul, like if it was cut out with something else. So nifgama echad mehem. If one of them became, say, the mizbeach, something was smashed into it and it would cause a break in it, hipsula, that stone would be a problem, v'chulan ksheirot, but all the other stones would be fine. In other words, all you have to do is simply replace one of these stones. U'melabnin otam, they would also plaster it. Pa'mayim b'shana, twice a year, echad v'pesach v'echad v'chag. That was both on before Pesach and also on for Sukkot, before Sukkot. V'haheichal, and the Heichal itself, meaning the building in the Beit HaMikdash of the Heichal, Pam Echad BePesach. They would plaster it once a year on Pesach. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Kol Erev Shabbat Melabnin Oto, B'mapa Mipnei Hadamim. So because, Rebbe says, because blood was always thrown in Mizbeach, every Erev Shabbat they would simply clean the Mizbeach due to all the blood. It says, and Mishnah continues, Lo hayo sadin otan, when they used to plaster it, this is going back to the Tanakama, they would not do so, but chafis shel barzel, they will not use a metal trowel. Why shema yiga, in case as they're doing so, there's a concern that maybe the area they're smoothing it over is actually much thinner, and the metal will come into contact with a stone, v'yifsol, and that would be alone to make that stone passel. Why? So now the Mishnah is explaining why barzel is such a problem, this iron is such a problem. It says Shahab Barzel Nivra Lekatzer Yemav Shel Adam, because iron was created to shorten the lifespan of an individual, like with stone, swords and the like. Vaham Mizbeach is antithesis of that. It says the Mizbeach was created Laharich Yemav Shel Adam, to extend a person's life. So Einabadim Shunafa Mekatzer Laharich. So therefore, it does not make sense that you'd have such conflicting concepts, meaning that a barzel coming to come into contact with something that's absolute opposite of that, an object that's meant to extend one's life. Let's now the Mishnah. Hey, the tabot hayo letzvonosh mizbeach. We mentioned this in Masech the Tamid, that in front of the mizbeach, meaning this is now towards the northern side of it, there were rings that were connected into the ground, such that was used to hold down the korbanot. Mishnah says shishas darim shel arba arba. And the configuration was 6x4. Explain some different diagrams have them oriented in different ways. V'yeshomrim arba shel shesh shesh, and it's for this reason that they have different pictures, because some people say it was oriented in a different way. It was not 4x6 or 6x4. So shealehem shochatin at hakodeshim. So what they would do? They take the animal, place its head under the ring, and that way it would insist them to hold it down as they were slaughtering the animal. Mishnah continues, Beit HaMitbachayim Hailu Tzvono Shel HaMizbeach. There's a region going further north now, so in front of where the rings were, which is called the Beit HaMitbachayim, which we again discuss in Masechet Tamid. Va'alav, in that region, there were Arba Amudim, eight pillars, Nanasim, that were short, Urevi'in Shel Arb Erez Al Gabav, and there were blocks of cedar on top of it. V'unkleot Shel Baza Hayu Kvuot Bahem, and there were hooks made of barzel that were, which is iron again, connected to these blocks. Shoshas sedarim hayu lekol echad. There were three levels for each one. And back in Masechta Talmud, we explained that this could be understood in a number of ways. One is that there were three levels of hooks for the different size korbanot, considering that they offered bulls, rams, and also lambs. Another understanding was on three sides, meaning each side except for the western side, so that when they were hanging on, their back wasn't towards the heichal. But we discussed that in more detail back in Masechta Talmud. Mishnah says Shabahem that on these hooks, tolim, they would hang the korban umafshitim, and they'd be able to strip it down when they hung on these hooks. And it says on al shulchanot shel shai shebein amodim, as we explained that between or in front of each of these pillars there was a table that they could rest the animal on, so they'd hook it up and then rest on the table so that it wouldn't drag on the ground. And we saw in Masechta Tamid a further discussion about the location of these tables, but I'll leave that for your own further study. You can go back to the shiurim. Those are Mishnah today.